morning, we continue our sermon series, The Colors of Christmas. Each week, we've been taking a look at a different Christmas color and finding application in the Word of God. The first message in this series was called A Green Christmas, and we took a closer look at the symbol of the evergreen tree, the green that's present in our Christmas trees and in wreaths. And we talked about in the dead of winter, the evergreen tree was evidence of life and growth. And so we talked about the coming of the birth of Jesus. The prophet Isaiah talked about out of the stump of Jesse would come a new shoot, a green shoot that would bring life and growth to God's people. And that came in the fulfillment of the birth of Jesus as the Messiah. So a green Christmas is all about the life and the growth that God wants us to experience in His Son. Last week, we talked about a blue Christmas and the reality that not everybody is joyful around the holiday season. There may be people who have suffered a broken relationship, the loss of a loved one, financial trouble, sickness, or just a case of loneliness. And particularly this weekend, we think about the families who were affected through the swath of tornadoes that went through several of our states. For many people, Christmas may not be a happy celebration this year. And so we talked about the importance of recognizing when people are struggling and the way that we can make this season a little different for people who may be having a blue Christmas by expressing the love of Christ. This week, we're going to focus on a different color. Can you guess what it is? The dream of a white Christmas is all about the snow, isn't it? And we think about how beautiful the landscape is when it's covered with a blanket of snow. But in reality, there are many places in the world that don't have any snow at Christmas time. But did you know, for centuries, the Jewish people had dreamed of their own white Christmas? The prophet Isaiah in chapter 1, verse 18 said this, "Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them white as snow." The imagery of the purity of the snow was amazing. But you know, the people longed for Messiah to come, and that longing came out in songs like this one we often sing at Christmas time.
Captive
Today, as we consider a white Christmas, I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles up to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. If you'd like to use a chair Bible, you'll find this on page 851. We'll be reading verses 1 to 9, and I want you to look for the source of the white Christmas. John writes this, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light, so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world." We see this imagery that John paints here of Jesus coming to bring life and light to everyone. We see this testified again in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 32, where we meet an old man and listen to what he says about the baby Jesus. Luke writes this, "At that time there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him and revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, 'Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people.'" And look what Simeon says next. "He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel." So you see, I'd like to suggest to you today that a white Christmas is not snow. A white Christmas is all about light. Did you see what Simeon said? He is a light to reveal God to the nations. Jesus is that light. Later in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus gives testimony of this very thing. Look what John writes. "Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, 'I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life.'" Jesus knew he was the light. John gave testimony that he was the light, and Jesus agreed with that testimony and proclaimed that he himself is the light of the world. Later in John chapter 12, verses 35 and 36, and verse 46, look what Jesus continues to say. "My light will shine for you just a little longer. Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they're going. Put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light. In verse 46, I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the darkness. You see, Jesus was the light that brought the white Christmas. It was the brightness of his light shining in the darkness of the world, a world that God didn't create dark. God created it with light, but the world turned dark with the sin that man brought into it. So, Paul continues this thought in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 to 14. Look what Paul says about the way we should live. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in the things these people do. And here it comes. Watch this. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. So you see, not only is Jesus the light, he brings this light to us. And this light can dwell in us if we follow Jesus. So I want you to remember, a white Christmas is not about snow. It's all about the light of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus said something else interesting about his light in the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said this, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Now, this presents a little bit of a conundrum, because none of us is righteous, none of us is the source of light, but Jesus is the light. So what does Jesus mean when he says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven"? Well, several years ago, I heard it explained in an interesting way. I was listening to Christian radio, and there was a contemporary Christian music artist who talked a little bit about it, and it stuck with me and helped me make sense of this, and I hope it will do the same for you. This Christian artist very humbly said that many times the songs that he would sing and the concerts where people would come and the CDs that they would buy, people would often put him on a pedestal. And they would think of him as the star and the great one. And he said, "That's not what my ministry is about. I am here to point people to the Lord." And he used this illustration. You know, in days of old, people of the ancient world saw two lights in the sky, one that ruled the daytime and the other that ruled the night. The light in the daytime they called the sun, and the light that ruled the nighttime they called the moon. But you know, as we develop telescopes and a greater understanding of the solar system, we know that our sun is a star, and it is a source of the light that we see in our world. But the moon is not its own source of light. Oh, in the night sky it looks bright, but what is the source of light we see from the moon? Yeah, it's reflecting the light of the sun. And this Christian artist was saying, you know, the moon is just a ball of dust. But because the sunlight shines on it, it reflects that light back to us. And so even though we're on the dark side of the earth at nighttime, the moon looks like light because it's reflecting the light of the sun. And in the same way, he said, I am not the source of light when I sing of the things of God. He said, all I am is a bag of dust. Man was formed from the dust of the earth. And he says, all I can do is reflect the light of the Son of God. And that's what I try to do in my music. And I thought, what a perfect image to help us understand this verse when Jesus said, let your light shine before men. It's actually reflecting his light. So other people see the way we live is different and they can give glory to God. And so when we think about a white Christmas this year, I want you to think about reflecting the light that came into the world, the light of Jesus Christ. So here is my challenge for you this week. I challenge you to reflect the light of Christ this Christmas season. Now, you can do it in a variety of ways. I want to remind you of a way that many of you are already doing this. When our church family decided to adopt families from the Pregnancy Resource Center, families who chose life but as a result are struggling, for many families that may have a blue Christmas this year because they're struggling financially, many of you have adopted families. And we are taking care of more than 20 families who are struggling. More than 60 children in those families. And you have provided Christmas presents to help bring the light of Jesus to families who may be struggling this year. That's a wonderful way to reflect the light of Christ this Christmas season. But it's not the only way. And as we wrap up this service project today, there may be other ways that you can reflect the light of Christ this Christmas. So I challenge you, look for other ways that you can bring light into this dark world for people who need to see the light of Jesus this Christmas. And when we live our lives that way, giving glory to God, reflecting His light, it's a way that we can bring a Christmas offering to Jesus. It's the kind of gifts that He wants from His people. Would you pray with me, please? Lord God, we thank You for this Christmas season, and we thank You for the color white as we think about it. But help us not get wrapped up in the nostalgia of Christmas snow. But help us understand the message from Your Word, that the source of a white Christmas comes from the light of Jesus Christ, the light that He brought into the darkness of this world. And He calls us who follow Him to be reflectors of that light. Help us to do this in such a way, Lord, that You see it as our Christmas offering to You, as we reflect the light of Jesus into people who need to know and need to hear the good news that comes through that baby in a manger. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand and let's sing our sermon response song.